It's time for the sports show for guys who know sports.
Texarkana's longest running sports talk program.
Leaving the Yard with Chuck Zach
on 107.9 The Fan
and ESPN 105.9.
Welcome to the program. Good afternoon, everybody. It is time for Leaving the Yard. Chuck Zach along with you. And on a day when Billy Lavender shows his face, decides to do a show, the universe just comes together.
Is that a coincidence?
No. Okay. You are the bringer of entertainment.
I've been told that before.
Billy Lavender in here normally Wednesday, out of town until late last night. Mm-hmm. Able to get in here today, and boy, I tell you what, we timed this exactly right, because if you haven't been paying attention up in Fayetteville today, there's big doings going on around the Razorback program. We'll talk about that in just a minute. Speaking of Razorbacks, 5:30 today, Trent Wilson, coach of Arkansas High's baseball team, going to join us on the phone for a segment as his team's won 4 in a row, gotten themselves back in the discussion. And
team across town's done that as well.
Tell me which team hasn't.
There you go.
They're all in the discussion right now. We got 2 in the top 10 in 4A. We've got Texas High that's moved into 4th place in their district. And we got Arkansas High that's lurking
right
on the heels of the top of their conference. So we've got lots of good baseball going on. We'll talk about that at the bottom of the hour. But without further ado, Razorback Billy Lavender in here. You're going to earn your pay today.
Fair enough.
Monday's story started breaking about, well, maybe Muss is looking around. USC wants to make a trade with Arkansas. So you know where I filed that?
13.
I filed that on April Fool's Day.
Ah.
That somebody's just jacking with us. Years ago, I was in West Texas and some television news guy, the 10 o'clock news sports guy, comes on and says, big breaking story in the NFL. We'll talk about it when we come back. So I'm like, okay, what is this? And his story, now this was, what year was I living in? I was living there in mid-80s in Dalhart. So this is out of Amarillo News. It's got to be about 1984.
Jordan?
No, NFL News.
NFL.
NFL News that the Cowboys had made a trade and were sending, and I think it was Danny, were sending Danny White to the Houston Gamblers in exchange for Jim Kelly. And I'm like, what? What? That's crazy. There's no way. I'm sitting there going, I bid all over that thing.
Yeah. And it was at night.
It was at night.
So you
didn't even think about it. End of the day. I'm like,
God.
So I see this story breaking today, or excuse me, on Monday about USC's looking to get Muss. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm not falling for that again. I fell for that once already. Not happening again. Well, today it happened.
Yeah, I thought I wasn't really. It didn't really hit me April Fools, but it kind of hit me a little bit weird after Juracek. You know, I mean, there's been discussion and been talk near the end of the season, and a lot of talk up until recently, and then Juracek posts the same video that he posted when Muss got here, of getting on a UA transit bus in Fayetteville. He's the only one on it. Goes back and sits down.
Right.
And Muss, you know, adjusts the rearview mirror and sees him in it. And Muss says, all aboard.
Right.
And Juracek just kind of smiles or whatever. And then Juracek says, you're still here? Like that's the only—that's the only thing that was different. Said, "You're still here."
Right.
So, I mean, everybody's like, "Okay, well, they've worked it out.
They're playing here,
yeah,
and that's
whatever.
Everybody's good."
Yeah, and then a few days later, USC's calling, or and I've heard that he's interviewed with several schools, and you don't, I mean, true interview process, you don't know, you know, I mean, you got agents and all kinds of stuff, but man, to have, you know, and USC, I mean, it'd be different if this was football or hell, yeah, baseball.
Right.
But
if you're going to UCLA.
Or you're going to UCLA.
Right. That make I'm like, okay, yeah, UCLA. Yeah.
Even though they're not really relevant either right now.
Well,
but it's a program that's they bleed basketball.
Yes. Yes. And they have been relevant in the last couple of years. They've been in the national championship game. What, two, 3 years ago?
But you know, you look at Musk's, and you know, I had had a buddy that had told me that Musk gave Juracek 5 years, and you know, I didn't know how true that was.
When he hired him,
when he hired him, he said, "Hey, I'm gonna give you 5 years.
Okay.
I'm gonna guarantee you 5 years.
All right,
and it's been 5 years. But you know, you look at USC. I mean, USC's down. Even you know, from whatever kind of program
when
they
have
are.
They ever been up?
Right, but you know, he's kind of into. I mean, we were in the cellar when he got here.
Right.
So, you know, but God, it's, and he's a West Coast dude. He's a, you know, I mean, that's where he's from. That's where he goes every chance he gets. So he loves the climate there. You know, Fayetteville ain't the best climate year round, but, anyway, that's where he is.
I'm a little bit bewildered at the choice of USC. I get you want to live in Southern California if that's where you want to go. You mentioned you like San Diego mm-hmm, State. Would mm-hmm. have been a great job.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment, they're a team. It's a mid-major mm-hmm. that's been very relevant the last few years.
And that's where he graduated from.
That's where he's an alumni mm-hmm. from. Mm-hmm. So you got all that going. I get it if you're talking about that. I just don't – rebuilding Arkansas from the cellar to – now, forget 2023-24.
Mm-hmm.
This past season That's was right. a throwaway. Mm-hmm. In the previous 4 years, always moving in the mm-hmm. upward direction, mm-hmm. always being relevant on the national stage, making deep runs in the NCAA tournament,
beating top one seed, you know,
abusing
I mean,
Kentucky,
yeah, yeah,
recruiting really well. Mm-hmm. You take all of that stuff and go, all right, Arkansas maybe isn't a first-tier program mm-hmm. in North Carolina, Duke, Kansas mm-hmm. program.
Mm-hmm.
But it's strongly a second-tier right. program. And now you feel like...
Well-supported.
Is USC any tier program? I mean, it just... And I get... Maybe I'm looking at it from the wrong thing. Maybe I'm looking at... If Arkansas was North Carolina, Duke, Kansas, you would never leave there mm-hmm. to go to USC. It makes zero sense because you right. have one of the five jobs in the country everybody wants.
That's right.
Arkansas is a good job, mm-hmm. but not one that everybody wants.
Correct.
But I'm just befuddled about that move.
You know, I think today, and you know, you always hear some of this, but I think someone just told me that Battle entered the portal. I did see it. Brazil just posted, "I'm back."
Okay.
Officially.
It's good.
You know, officially back. That's good. But hell, he's one of like three people that are still there. You know,
right.
I mean, it's
right.
going to take Arkansas, I think, is about to enter about a $200 million renovation of Bud Walton Arena.
Okay.
You gotta have a big splash coach-wise hire that is a great recruiter that can bring whoever he's recruited wherever else he is. You know, I've heard over the last several weeks a lot about Chris Beard. And you know, that's circulating. But
when Musk got hired, wasn't Chris Beard in the conversation?
Mm-hmm.
So you threw a lot of things out there mm-hmm. for guys that you would want.
Mm-hmm.
Needs to be a splash hire. Mm-hmm. Football, you might not can make it because of where the program has been.
Don't get me wrong. A splash hire is not necessarily who the fans think is a splash hire.
Right.
Because a lot of fans had no idea who Eric – I mean, I got on and started Googling about him and about his programs and things like that. So Splash Hire is not just a Calipari
right.
or a,
no, you're
you
right.
know, whoever.
You're
so.
Right. But now the questions are, what are you looking for? If you're an Arkansas Razorback fan, must hit all the boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he wasn't necessarily a known commodity by the average Razorback fan, he was a known commodity in the basketball world.
Mm-hmm.
His father certainly
Absolutely.
Was. He was as well. Pipeline to the NBA.
Absolutely.
All of that gave you instant credibility with players who knew he got guys to the league.
Mm-hmm.
So that all worked. So now comes your question of next step. Is next step following that model? Which now we looked at in 2023-24 and went,
yeah,
that was a bad decision about going after all transfer kind of guys, high-ranked
right.
freshmen. You got to have some chemistry. You got to have some dogs in there who are going to play. Or is our priority, we really want to be back in the tournament and in a good spot there, and I don't care if we get top five recruits. I care that we get a team that's success, may not be as big a name thing for bringing in fans, but team-wise at the end starts developing what you want it to be.
Here's what I think you got to the question you got to answer. And who, are you a fan of any college team?
Well, I'm a Wisconsin fan.
Okay, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. So if you're a diehard Wisconsin fan, do you want to see a really, really fun, energetic team made up of all of these high people draft pick that are constantly going to the NBA or whatever, one and done
yep.
type deal? Or do you want to see a team that competes for the national championship every year? You know, I think there's two different, you know, and not everyone can be one of those, but I think there's two different theories, and you know, because a lot of kids, a lot of those one and dones, they want to go somewhere that someone's putting them in the pipeline to, you know, and a Mus was like that.
Kentucky's like that.
And you know, is your fan base, you know, are they aware of what, you know, I mean, everybody's so social media driven, and we talk about this every week, it seems, but everybody is so, you know, gung-ho on the last two games. What have you done the last two games? It's not what your mission is and your goal is. So there's so many different moving parts
right.
to, you know, what are you looking for? What kind of hire are you looking for? You know, you want a guy that can check all those boxes. You know,
does that guy exist?
I don't know. You
I
know,
mean, John Calipari's on the hot seat
here's
in Kentucky.
Thing. Here's another thing. When you say, does that guy exist? A, does that kind of guy exist? And if it does, can he exist at Arkansas?
Yeah. No, that's
can
great.
Can Arkansas do all of that?
Right.
I mean, yeah, you've got a fan base that'll get behind you. You've, you know, 20,000 strong that'll sell out the whole year or whatever. But at the end of the day, you may not have you're not paying those guys enough money. You know, you
right.
can't pay them what Texas does.
Right.
You can't, you know, I mean, there's so many different factors nowadays that you almost got to say, hey, I'm good with these four things, but these three things,
right.
you know.
You
so,
got to make a choice.
Yeah. It's
if your checklist has seven,
back in
you
the day,
can't get all seven.
Back in the day, it's, hey, can he take me and win me a national championship?
Sure.
Back in the Nolan Richardson day.
Right.
Can this guy take a team and whatever? You weren't worried about, is he putting guys in the NBA?
Nope.
You weren't worried about,
nope.
can he pay guys? You were worried about, does he not pay guys so he won't get in trouble? There's so many different factors nowadays that it's just a smorgasbord of.
Well, the whole world's changed.
Yeah.
I mean, what had been, are you playing by the rules in the NCAA? Are your kids going to class and graduating? Is your program successful on the court? And do we have a chance every once in a while to cut down the nets?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what you were looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Those were your things.
Mm-hmm.
Later on's the conversation of, well, can we recruit really, really good players and elevate our image someplace with the best recruits because of the one and done started, and you got to get him if you want to. We got to come back. We're not done with this by a long shot. There's a lot going on here that still needs to be chewed on. Remember, Trent Wilson's coming up bottom of the hour. We'll talk some baseball with Arkansas High's coach. It's a day when Muss is gone from Fayetteville, and we're all kind of weirding out by it. We'll take a quick timeout. Chuck Zach, Razorback Billy Lavender here on The Fan 107.9 and on ESPN 105.9.
Struggle with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, you get used to not feeling 100%. I thought that was how it had to be. Until I discovered the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. They told me about new medications that weren't around back when I was diagnosed. They helped me find a specialist who gave me a new treatment plan. I'm feeling better than I ever thought I could. Don't settle for not feeling your best. Take action today to take care of yourself. Spill your guts. Learn more at spillyourguts.org.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is Leaving the Yard.
Leaving the Yard
with Chuck Zach.
Chuck Zach.
Presented by Liberty ILO ISD and our studio sponsor, Eagle Distributing, on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9.
Nineteen after the hour, Leaving the Yard. Chuck Zach, Razorback Billy Lavender. Crazy, crazy day today. I'm glad we got you today instead of yesterday. We had talked about some stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe some speculation about this. We got locked in stuff. Now Eric Musselman on his way to USC. Speculation now starting about, well, who's up next for the Razorbacks. It's an intriguing list of four that have made their way to social media's some talk on some forums, and then some guys who wrote stories who actually do this for a living who are throwing out four names. And I'll start probably from the ones that are least known to most known.
When you get to the most known and the candidate that we think or that I think, I'm going to tell you what someone said earlier on social media. It's kind of funny.
All right. Well, one, staying close within the confines of the geographic area, Iowa State's TJ Otzelberger, who had a very good year this year, finished second in the Big 12 behind Houston.
Big 12, top, probably top conference.
You would think.
You know,
I think so, at least during the regular season.
I know a lot of the SEC media was I heard Jimmy Dykes all year. He's like, I know people, but SEC and Big 12, there's no difference in them this year.
Really?
You could see in the freaking NCAA tournament.
Well, Alabama's
alive. Alabama's still alive.
Nobody else is from the Big 12. But Otzelberger's an interesting choice.
Mm-hmm.
And he would make some sense. It's an upward move for him going mm-hmm. from Iowa State, where they're certainly not going to be top dog, but Iowa's always going to be top dog.
Mm-hmm.
You get a chance to maybe move to Arkansas where you're the only dog. He's had success without huge name players. Okay. You got a guy at Kansas State staying in that Big 12 mentality. The second name that we saw, Jerome Tang,
mm-hmm.
had a good year at Kansas mm-hmm. State.
Good coach, I think.
Good coach. Mm-hmm. Same kind of MO. He's not top dog. Kansas will always be mm-hmm. top dog.
Mm-hmm.
You get a chance to come to Arkansas, and you don't have to worry about a blue blood mm-hmm. that's in your state that you're recruiting against constantly. You're able to put the fence around Arkansas and mm-hmm. recruit as well as you want to. Three, and I hesitate with Will Wade.
Yeah.
Former LSU coach at McNeese State now. He's rehabbed his reputation at McNeese State. Got in the tournament. I don't know that in Arkansas, though. I mean, you were in the conference when it all went bad for Will Wade. I don't know that you can look at Will Wade and go, all right, you know what?
It's hard. It's hard as an Arkansas fan to hire anybody with any kind of LSU blood as well.
I know.
But that may just be me. That's probably a lot of Arkansas people. But at the end of the day, they start winning. You know. And hell, you can pay anybody now.
That's
now.
Right. So, that's right.
Yeah. It's
those weren't sins before. They were just
right.
ahead
that's
of their
right.
time. That's
right.
all that
but,
was.
But is he good enough to when everybody's doing it? So who's the last one?
Last one's Chris Beard.
So someone said on social media, said, you know, all the hype's been around him and all the talk
right.
for several weeks. And they said Chris Beard will throw out the first pitch either tomorrow or the next day at the Razorback baseball game.
Really?
You know who we play this weekend?
Ole Miss.
I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
But they'll, you know.
Which is where he's coaching right now.
A lot of times the hiring and firing stuff is right around the Final Four weekend. You know,
right.
it's where you try to make a splash. It's where
right.
you get the most publicity. All the basketball world is watching. So you get you some extra pub by doing that. So, and two, you kind of want to think that Juracek knew this was coming and has been vetting and doing some behind the scenes. So I wouldn't be surprised if we had something, you know, come out this weekend.
Beard's geographically relevant.
Mm-hmm.
He's been on both sides of Arkansas. He's mm-hmm. been in Texas. He's mm-hmm. been in Ole Miss now. He's
good recruiter, he's good coach.
Good recruiter, good coach.
I'm telling you.
Took a deep run with the team.
If he didn't take a nosedive at Texas, I think Texas has won a national championship
Maybe.
By now. I thought they were climbing to the I thought they were going at the same rate as Bobby Petrino at Arkansas at one point.
Right.
And I don't know that we would have ended in the finals, but we wouldn't have ended on a motorcycle.
Right. Right. Right.
But anyway, so, you know, and I've seen some negative, you know, posts already on, you know, please don't. But this person that I saw that said this, and this was on some Arkansas forum on Facebook, said, please don't hire a coach that allegedly hit his wife or whatever. So,
right.
Anyway.
Everybody's flawed.
There ain't no question about that.
I'm not coming to the defense of certainly mm-hmm. an allegation about mm-hmm. domestic abuse, mm-hmm. But
we don't condone that on this show.
No. And I'm if it's more than just an allegation. I mean, obviously mm-hmm. that story made its mm-hmm. way around, mm-hmm. and he left that job because mm-hmm. of it. You know, you don't want that baggage,
right?
And Arkansas fans don't want that baggage. I think his wife retracted that story, if I remember, didn't
right.
she?
Yep.
And so it's always going to be there. It'll mm-hmm. always be part mm-hmm. of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to, if everybody's on the same page now that it was in the heat of the moment of her allegation, and then she came back and went, no, wait,
mm-hmm.
okay, he's not been the hire yet. I'm sure this is a conversation that they're having in Fayetteville.
Mm-hmm.
Is this, it's not just a Hunter Yurecek conversation. This is going uphill because, like you said, we've had coaches with guys like Petrino.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? They brought him back.
That's right.
They brought the guy back.
I mean, Eddie Sutton, he had some issues. I mean, there's been, like you said, and you said it well, everybody's flawed. Everybody's got baggage. Everybody, you know, if you're lying, if you say that, but you know, it's
the other part of that is winning makes those things a lot less important
every time
than losing does
every time.
You're 10-1.
It's just like you don't ever see any turmoil in a program that's winning.
No.
You don't hear players griping about something, and you don't hear coaches griping about something.
Not
whatever.
Very often.
But boy, in today's age, when it starts to turn, and when I say it starts to turn, back in the old days, that meant you lose 10 in a row. Now it means you lose 2 in a row.
Right.
And people are calling for your head and talking about you should be coaching like this, or you should have gotten this player.
Yep.
Or playing this player.
I'm wondering now, as we work our way back through the last year for Eric Musselman, knowing he wasn't going to do more than another year, if he recruited the way that he did, knowing I got one shot, I'm going to get as much talent as I can get in this place. I don't care about what they look like next year or the year after. I care about, are they good enough together right now to have enough talent right now to make one good deep run
mm-hmm.
and maybe shock some folks.
Mm-hmm.
Would he have recruited that way if he had a contract in hand that said, I'm here 3 more years?
It's a good question. It's a really good question.
It makes me wonder.
Yeah.
Because he seemed, throughout the course of the year, and I'm not questioning his coaching at all, but he seemed like he was kind of mailing it in dealing with what was happening on his team.
Man, you know, my son's been up there for 3 years, and, you know, he's always sending me snaps or videos of Mus serving hot dogs and do whatever. But man, second part of this year,
that's what I'm saying.
There hadn't been any buzz, and I know that, you know, we've started losing, and we're, you know, I mean, we had tons of people hurt. There's all kinds of excuses, but and it doesn't, you know, the ball doesn't always bounce your way.
No, it doesn't.
I mean,
but you don't want to be out serving hot dogs when you're losing games.
That's right. That's right. You know,
Hot dogs are hard to swallow when you're winning games. They're really hard to swallow when you're losing games.
Yeah, it's hard to slide by what's in them if you're.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You're taking
a lot of abuse going out doing that stuff.
No, you're right.
You know, fans that are committed and want their programs to be successful, put their own self worth in the programs.
There's no better flash.
Oh no,
than Mus, and no better. You know, they're. He was a savior, you know, of our program.
Yep.
And now we have a chance to get a Chris Beard, to get a big name, when 5 years ago we didn't.
No.
You know,
that's a good point.
We were doing was making people more money somewhere else.
That's right.
And you know, I mean, I've told you before, I'm a realist. I understand that we're not a blue blood. But we're relevant, and we're a name that's talked about in basketball, and butts in the seats is a huge deal.
And there weren't very many butts in the seats
at the end. Now that we sold every ticket, you know,
sure.
I mean, we
sure
sold out before it was started. But would we have sold out next year? I don't think so.
Probably not. Although you say that, I think if Mus is back next year,
yeah.
I think they still do.
Yeah, I think he knows how to spin in it. I've got I think a few of these guys stay that may leave. You know, if he's back, but who knows? You know, it's a different world.
While we're talking basketball,
mm-hmm.
I threw it out yesterday, and now I have some confirmation and times. Saturday we'll have the final four for the men.
Okay.
3 o'clock, first game. They'll run through the rest of the evening on the Fan on 107.9. Monday night, of course, we got the national championship, 6:30. We added into the weekend schedule the women's championship game on Sunday. We're going to have our broadcast schedule starting at 1:30 Sunday afternoon here on the Fan. We certainly don't know who the two teams are going to be yet. If I was going to bet my money, it would be South Carolina against Iowa.
Let me ask you
this. But UConn's still relevant, too.
Do you think we do that if the hype wasn't around Caitlin Clark and what's going on? Okay.
No.
Man, it's I probably hadn't talked to you since, but I'm in the gym at Anytime Fitness one night at 10 o'clock, and there's probably eight. No, this was early because they were on playing.
Yeah.
And these guys are, they're lifting and turning up. And I was like, I've never seen that in my life, you know.
The word I used is she's a unicorn.
Yep.
That's
it. No question.
But we'll come back. We got a segment to do baseball talk. We'll come back and chew on that for a little bit as well. But we're telling you, Sunday, if you're going to be in your car, you're going to be on the road, you're going to be out working, whatever it is, you can't be by a TV, we'll have the games on the radio right here. Okay, quick break. We're talking baseball next. Coach of Arkansas High's Razorbacks, Trent Wilson, going to join us on the other side. Leaving the yard. Chuck Zach, Razorback Billy Lavender, coming to you live from our palatial Michelob Ultra Fan Cave.
Yes, sir.
You're on the Fan. 107.9 and ESPN 105.9.
With 64 games in the books, UConn, Purdue, NC State, and Alabama now converge on Phoenix. With just two more wins needed to claim the 2024 NCAA Men's Basketball Championship. Tune in this Saturday to hear Westwood One's exclusive coverage of the NCAA Final Four.
Your station for March Madness.
Texarkana's local sports leader.
107.9 The Fan.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I gotta tell you, I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too, but I'm glad we are.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and life experiences come together through conversation, and it feels good.
Wow, your story is so...
interesting?
Yeah.
When people actually sit down, talk, and listen to one another, they can break down boundaries and connect as human beings. At lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep, you can listen to amazing, life-changing conversations and find simple tools to start a conversation of your own.
I know one thing. This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together by having the courage to start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Morgan Fairchild, and I am a lifetime lover of animals. I've rescued every pet I've ever had, so I know firsthand that when you adopt a shelter pet and make them a member of your family, it not only enriches you and your family's lives, but that of your pet's life as well. The champions at American Humane have been helping animals for more than 140 years. Whether certifying the humane treatment of farm animals, rescuing animals caught in disasters, ensuring the safety of animal stars on screen, or protecting our planet's endangered species, they go above and beyond to further their mission and make the world a kinder place for animals. Please consider adopting a shelter pet and supporting American Humane.
Now, here's the four states weather forecast from 107.9 The Fan.
Clear tonight with a low of 43. Sunny tomorrow, high of 77. Cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 51. Sunshine Saturday, high of 81. Join us at our next live roadshow tomorrow, 10 to 1, at the Bin Store and More, just down from Harbor Freight in the Oakland Village Shopping Center on New Boston Road. And enter the Backyard Barbecue Giveaway.
Leaving the Yard, live at 5 Monday through Thursday afternoons. And Leaving the Yard Rewind Tuesday through Friday mornings at 7 on 107.9 The Fan.
Alrighty, welcome back. 25 minutes till top of the hour, Leaving the Yard. Chuck Zach, Razorback Billy Lavender coming at you. Oh, you got something real fast before we get our coach on.
Wanted to give a plug. Grant King and his dad Ben were scrolling through Facebook, and they said hey to his former history teacher and his favorite athletic booster. He didn't
really
say, at first I thought he said favorite history teacher, but he said former.
Yeah, I noticed that. Yep. All right, Grant. All right. That's how it is. Joining us live, our favorite Arkansas High baseball coach. How about that? Trent Wilson is on the phone with us. Appreciate you joining us, coach.
Man, I appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all, man.
You're not former, but you're favorite. How about that? Does that work?
Yeah. I like it. I like the sound of it.
I'll tell you what. I like the sound of four in a row. Mm-hmm. Razorbacks on a little winning streak. Tell me how you turned this little program around and got back on the right track, because we had a bit of a slow start.
We did, and I kind of anticipated that going into the season, being as young as we were and inexperienced as we are. And we definitely took our lumps early. But I told the kids, I said, I don't want to be good early. You know, I want to be good in April. So, I promised them after spring break we'd have things rolling, and you know, they've really picked it up. We've been swinging the bat really well, and the pitching's been phenomenal all year, and we found a way to string some wins together. I think we won 5 out of our last 6.
Coach, I came and saw y'all play early, and I think the Smith kid was injured behind the plate. Is he back? Or
he is not. He'll be done. He's done for the year behind the dish. Mm. That was a big, you know, that was a big loss for us. He had done a phenomenal job just kind of moving back there, but I tell them all the time, you know, their health's more important than anything.
Yeah.
He's going to kind of – he might get some action tomorrow night. He's going to be back, and whether it's base running or playing defensively, we're going to try and slowly kind of work him back in, hopefully. But I don't know that he'll swing for us unless he's going to lay a bunt down for us down the line.
He can do that too, can he?
He can. He's a good one.
And it tells you something about a kid who's injured and can't do what they normally do, but still beg to be part of the program and want to contribute however they can.
Oh, absolutely. He's here every day, and he came out today, and he got his rounds of bunting in and got some outfield work, and we're going to go over some situational stuff here in a minute, and I'm sure he'll be heavily involved in that. So we love him. He's a great kid. He works his tail off, and we're glad we still got him out here around us.
You know, you sent me a score last week. I hit you last week saying, you know, give me a score. I think you were maybe in Hot Springs. You sent me the score. You didn't bother to say, hey, by the way, we threw a no-hitter that day. it's not very often you guys throw a no-hitter. You need to include that in the game recap, Coach.
Yes, sir. Man, I've got so much stuff going on. You know, we got JV. We play JV afterwards here. So once we get that, by the time I get these kids on the bus and find them something to eat and get them fed and all that, you know, sometimes I lose sight of some of those things, but we try not to talk about it. We didn't really think about it throughout the game, and once we got towards the end, I kind of looked at it and I said, dang, man, Jonathan's done a no-no tonight. So we're really proud of him. He's been tremendous all year, and we're very thankful we've got him. He pitched lights out Tuesday against Sheridan, a really good Sheridan team, and we found a way to get a big win against them Tuesday.
Trent Wilson, join us. I'm going to go back to the no-hitter for just a second. Are you the superstitious kind, like you can't talk about it until – you know, somebody gives up a hit?
I try not to, because last year we had some guys that were in that kind of no-hitter mode throughout the game. And you know, there might be one kid that kind of say something and mention it. You know, it always seems to kind of go away, you know, after that. So this year I was a little more quiet, and we just take it one pitch at a time and one out at a time.
The unwritten rule.
That's right. Oh, well. You mentioned the win over Sheridan on Tuesday. That one's big. That's one of the teams that's up above you in the standings. And so to reel them back in a game, does that add a little bit more oomph in practice and with your guys?
Yeah, so they understand. I mean, we expect to be in the state tournament. We expect to be competing for championships year in and year out. And though we're really young, I think they understand the expectations here. And it took us a little longer than we'd liked, but it was certainly a huge win. And we played the game like it was a must-win game for us, and that's the way we're going to approach every game from here on out. And I'm looking forward to watching them compete tomorrow night.
Well, and I was going to go – tomorrow night you got Lakeside. You got You got Lake Hamilton next week at the top of the conference. I think you have a non-district game. And then you got a back-to-back with Benton coming up. Is this next four conference games really going to kind of set the tone for how you guys are going to finish?
Well, I think it can. I mean, right now, every single game for everybody is important. There's a couple, you know, a couple other teams that are above us that kind of took their lumps and lost some games that I think they expected to win. And so I think our 2, 3, 4, 5 are sitting right there, you know, very similar standings right now. And I think we're a game back. I mean, we're one game back. That win Tuesday helped us out a lot. So if we can play this second round of our conference games really well and stay hot, I think it's going to give us a chance to make a run at the state tournament.
I'm always intrigued on who you've seen that may have kind of grown past your expectations so far early in the year. You may have set your sights on some guys. Wardlaw, we all knew. He's probably not surprising anybody. Who has gotten into that lineup for you that's kind of surprised you a little bit?
Well, one of the guys that's not really a surprise is Nate Wall has hit absolutely phenomenal this year. He's hitting like .434 right now. He's been our leadoff guy. He's been tremendous. And then, you know, our freshman, Braylon Thompson, our freshman, Carter Davis, some of those guys have really, really stepped up. Scooter Wilder, you know, he kind of got through back there behind the dish, and he's done a good job for us. And I've been really, really impressed with those guys, how they've stepped up. And, you know, it took them a little time, but once the speed of the game kind of slowed down for them, they've really picked it up.
Is there anything Nate Wall can't do?
Man, I don't know. He can do it all, football, baseball, you name it. He's an athlete now. He can go.
You're kind of lucky they didn't talk him into basketball earlier. You know, he kind of pushed that off a little bit and then showed up and decided, yeah, I think I'm just going to do baseball. But I'm not so sure they wouldn't have gotten him into basketball if they convinced him early enough.
Oh, that's the truth. I mean, he can play anything. He's an athletic kid. He's a great kid. He's a leader. We're very fortunate to have him, and he's just one of them guys you love being around.
Coach, what's your weakness of this team, do you feel? What do you think that y'all need to do better on or work on a little bit harder?
Probably just minimizing our mistakes, you know, in the field of play. I mean, early in the year, we were giving games away. We lost some close games to some really good teams, but, you know, we may kick it around 4 or 5 mm-hmm. times in a game. So cleaning those things up, which we have a little bit. I'd like to tighten those things up a little bit. And then just making smarter decisions on the base paths. We're going to go over that stuff today at the end of our day, but just cleaning that stuff up. Some of our base running, we've made some mistakes on some things that you would expect, you know, we should have down pat. But our young guys have kind of struggled with that, and the speed of the game's kind of caught up to them. So we're going to clean up some things defensively and clean up some things on the base path and hopefully keep swinging it well and keep pitching it well and win the games we got to win to get in.
You mentioned base running, Coach. It makes me laugh when you say that because I've seen over and over again really good teams who really are knuckleheads on the base paths sometimes. And
college teams.
Yeah. For guys who are older, it makes us crazy about watching guys just make base running mistakes. I don't know. And I know you say we're going to emphasize and work on that in practice today, but how in the world did we get from a place where guys used to be pretty solid base runners, understanding what's the risk-reward, to now just going crazy on the bases?
Yeah, I don't know. And it seems like no matter, you know, how hard you try and bang it in their head, you know, they're still 14, 18-year-old kids. They're still going to make those mental mistakes. But we just hope with all the repetitions that we make in practice and the things we talk about, you know, before games, after games, we hope that they continue to learn and we'll continue to bang it in their head until we get it right. But hopefully we can get that stuff cleaned up.
Excellent. We're visiting with Trent Wilson. We want to remind folks, your game tomorrow now is going to be where?
We're at Hot Springs Lakeside.
You're at Hot Springs, so we won't have you on tomorrow because they're going to be out of town. We'll have you back on again Tuesday, it looks like. I think Brandon's got a game scheduled for Tuesday night, so if you're an Arkansas High fan, you can make the drive if you want to Hot Springs on Friday, but you're back in town on Tuesday, and so we'll have you on the radio Tuesday at 5 o'clock.
Yes, we'd love to have everybody in the community come out Tuesday. It's going to be a big ball game with Lake Hamilton.
Yeah.
And a really good team. Coach Wigan does a tremendous job. You know, he's been there, I think this is year four or five for him, and he's finally got his group. And they're doing really well, and we're hoping to knock them off at home here.
And almost beat them there, lost 3-1 at their place the first time around.
Yes, kicked it around a little bit over there. So we're hoping a little bit of revenge, and we're swinging it better now than we were then.
Excellent. Coach, we thank you so much. We'll let you get back to practice. Work on those base paths now, all right?
We're going to get it fixed, man. I can promise you.
Good luck, Coach.
Appreciate you, Coach. We'll talk to you again soon, and good luck tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Go Hogs.
There you go. Trent Wilson, coach of the Razorbacks. He knows.
I'd get behind that one,
Chuck. He knows. You don't sign off till you give your Go Hogs.
That's right.
Excellent job. We'll take a break. We're coming back in just a couple. Leaving the yard. Chuck Zack, Razorback Billy Lavender. We're coming at you live on the Fan 107.9 as well as on ESPN 105.9.
The Bush Guide, cold and smooth survival skills. For a successful stint in the great outdoors, pack accordingly. Place heavy essentials near your spine for stability in rough terrain, with light items near the bottom. Now, you may be wondering, where does the Bush Light go? In your stomach.
Bush.
Head for the mountains. Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2023, Anheuser-Busch, Bush Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
A Chicago medical school requires applicants to submit a photo to determine their race. Their diversity goal is admirable, but if I'm having major surgery, I don't care about the doctor's race or gender. I just want them to save my life. We're making a mistake when we undervalue biblical attributes like God-given ability, ambition, and responsibility, and pursue a communist utopia instead. I'm Pastor John Miller. Visit me at churchontherock.org.
Are you searching for an escape from the hustle? Betrothed Cigar Lounge offers a haven for those who appreciate the art of cigar smoking. Indulge in their lounge area, savoring the rich flavor of your chosen cigar any time of the day with free Wi-Fi available. Need privacy? Their VIP room provides an intimate setting for special occasions or business meetings. Check out betrothedcigarlounge.com for more information. Memberships are available.
Don't miss the 79th Annual Four States Fair and Rodeo, April 5th through April 14th. Brought to you by Farmers Bank and Trust and Texarkana Emergency Center and Hospital. Monster trucks, demolition derby, and rodeo action. Carnival rides, concerts, the Ag Learning Center, great fair food, and more. Tickets are on sale now at the Four States Fair box office or fourstatesfair.com. The 79th Annual Four States Fair, April 5th through April 14th. This ad paid for with a combination of state and regional funds.
At Amco Transmission and Total Car Care, we provide you with expert repair and service from oil changes to tune-ups and everything else on, in, or under your car. We offer financing options and lines of credit dedicated to auto care so you can keep your car running smoothly without breaking the bank. Amco Transmission and Total Car Care are your hometown repair facilities, locally operated by people who live and care about your community. Amco Transmission and Total Car Care, 1519 Arkansas Boulevard. And remember, AA MCO.
Hi there, it's Haley Roser, co-chair of the 9th Annual Twice as Fine Texarkana Wine Festival presented by Leadball Office. This year's wine festival will be held at Spring Lake Park in Texarkana on Saturday, May the 4th from 11 to 7. It's a celebration of art, food, music, beer, and wine benefiting the Alzheimer's Alliance of the Tri-State area. General admission is $10. Children 12 and under are free, and this family-friendly event has something for everyone to enjoy. We are on cloud 9 for you to join us at the Twice as Fine Texarkana Wine Festival Saturday, May 4th from 11 to 7.
Here's NASCAR Hall of Famer, Mark Martin.
As a race car driver for 40 years, I survived a lot of crashes. Not everyone can run into a wall at 200 miles an hour and walk away. Without a seatbelt, I wouldn't be alive today. Now I'm retired, back home in Arkansas driving my pickup. I'm shocked how many people aren't wearing seatbelts. Why risk your life when it only takes 2 seconds to buckle up? Take it from number 6. Buckle up, Arkansas.
A message from the Arkansas State Police Highway Safety Office.
Keeping you updated on happenings in the Twin Cities.
This is 107.9 The Fan's Community Calendar.
April R. Love Foundation will have the second annual 5K Walk in the Name of Love Walk Run with a Purpose. April 27th, 10 a.m. at Hope Fair Park, 800 South Mockingbird, Hope, Arkansas. Free snacks and giveaways. On-site registration, 8:30 to 9:30. Award ceremony, 11:30. For more information, go to aprilrlovefoundation.org.
Leading the Yard on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9
is presented by Liberty ILO ISD and our studio sponsor, Eagle Distributing.
All righty, welcome back. 10 minutes till top of the hour, Leaving the Yard. Big program today already. We've had Eric Musselman news. We talked a little bit with Trent Wilson, and Razorback Billy's in here hanging out as we're getting ready for the Final Four this weekend. Times two. All right. We'll start with the men.
Okay.
Since they seem to be second rate this year anyway. Yeah. We'll start with the men. You've got two really dominant programs this year in Purdue and UConn, mm-hmm, that look like they should be matched up when it comes down to it on Monday night. But Alabama and out of nowhere, North Carolina State are still hanging around. This has a smell of 1983 for the Wolfpack. Everything Jim Valvano had to do in 83 with that team, this team has done to be able to stay alive, keep their coach's job, get him, mm-hmm, a two-year extension.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Cinderella's got two more games left in her or if it ends now.
How about that big man just...
DJ Burns.
Yeah, just freaking going off against Duke.
Did you ever hear him before the tournament?
No, never.
Me neither. Watch him a little bit, I'm thinking, okay. He's got a weirdly unique... There was one of the girls that was playing, I can't remember what school, I'd have to think about it for a couple of minutes, who was obviously not Brittany Griner, bigger, mm-hmm, taller, but a bigger, mm-hmm, bulkier girl. Mm-hmm. It may have been someplace like Kansas State or someplace where I think she put up 40 in one of the tournament games early on. Yeah. They got knocked out, I think, the, yeah, next round. He reminds me of that. He's not a – he's got a big body, but he is so good understanding space – and where he is on the court, and how to use that rear end.
I'll tell you, if they let him use that rear end and let him use those elbows, yeah, a little bit, he's
can't
unstoppable.
Mm-mm. Now, if indeed...
He would play against...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what's the matchup this week is Alabama and UConn and North Carolina State and Purdue, I believe.
I think it's...
Am I wrong? I'm pretty sure it's Alabama,
yeah, yeah,
UConn.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right.
So you're going to have Zach Edey, who's 7'4", against a 6'9 DJ Burns.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a guy who you would think
could,
the bulk of Burns isn't going to bother, it may be Zach Edey, who's a player of the year. Now, I'll go back to this. When North Carolina State made its run in 1983, they had to beat 7 foot 4 inch Ralph Sampson, which they did.
Yeah,
they had to beat Michael Jordan's North Carolina team, which they did, and then they had to beat what everybody thought was the super team in Houston, kind of like UConn's considered the super team this year.
Is that Phi Slamma Jam?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So who do you like?
Man. I mean, you got to think Purdue, UConn.
Yep.
I'm going to go Purdue, Alabama.
Really?
I think Bama is hot.
They are hot.
Now, so is UConn and has been for 24 months, but I just like a little upset there. And I'll kind of be rooting for him. I want someone to put UConn out after what I had to go and witness in Vegas last year at that 30-point drumming. But
John Fanta, we had him on this show. You've never heard of him before. Mm-hmm. John Fanta is a guy who went to Seton Hall, and has now moved into network stuff. He was covering Seton Hall back when he was in college, and we had him on when Seton Hall was in the tournament. I think they played Arkansas one year and had him on about that game. John is now covering the Big East, and so he's all over Big East basketball. Mm-hmm. He went through a litany of coaches this past week, asked them about how good UConn is, and almost to a man, they're saying, this may be the best basketball team we've seen at the college level.
Wow.
Here, now, they've lost games. They're not unbeaten. They're not unbeatable.
Here was kind of what me and a buddy were talking about the other day. If Duke could have made it and reached, is we would have been pulling for Duke, Purdue, or Alabama because we beat Purdue the first game of the year.
Brother.
And I know that was – and then we beat Duke midway through the season.
Right.
Or early on.
Yeah.
And then Alabama, we took to overtime, and their first lead was in overtime against us. So
game you should have won.
We would have considered ourselves national champions.
Well, why wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, I really think the heavyweights meet. As much as I love Cinderella, I think UConn and Purdue.
Then who are you liking that?
Well, I picked Purdue in my bracket. Yeah. I said that early on. And I also said if I had it to do again, I probably would have picked Purdue, is what I had said.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I'm not winning my bracket. The guy that's winning our bracket reminding me today he's going to win because he has UConn as well, and he's ahead of me.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter bracket-wise. I think UConn's probably the best team.
I do too.
But there's something about Purdue
this year
that makes me think that they're Virginia 2.0. They got knocked out in the first round a year ago, and they're going to come back and finish it off. I just have in my gut this sense. I don't think they're as good as UConn. I think they've got a little different motivation than UConn.
So what we were talking earlier about, how do you want your teams, you know, how do you want your coach, whatever, other than Zach Edey, can you name another Purdue guy?
Nope.
Can you name any of the UConn guys?
No. But you know what?
The best team in college basketball
followed it closely enough to watch. Hadn't watched them with that kind of detail.
Yeah.
Unlike having watched the women on Monday night.
Yeah.
Where I watched both games Monday. What was left of the Iowa game when we got home.
Yeah.
And then the UConn game. I watched that entire UConn game with USC.
But it's not weird to not know a player of a team that's gotten hot recently and making a run deep in the, but for someone 2 years, I mean, I can't name you a guy from last year.
Nope.
So it's just what are you looking for? What are you?
I know. All right, whip it around to the women for a minute because I got 2 minutes, minute and a half. We've got UConn and Iowa on Friday night, and we've got North Carolina State. Only schools that are in both. Men and women are UConn and North Carolina State. And so South Carolina is going to get North Carolina State in the other women's semifinal. Who do you like?
I'm not a South Carolina fan.
Even though they're unbeaten.
Yeah. Just don't want. And they almost got beat.
They did. A couple times in this tournament.
Yeah.
And should have lost to Tennessee in the SEC tournament.
I'm a Caitlin Clark fan, so I hope she would go all the way and win it all. But, you know, I'm a fan, or I was a fan of UConn women's program the way it's been. And so would kind of, and I truthfully, I didn't even know that they were still relevant. You know, I mean, not relevant, but, in the Final Four.
Five players hurt on that team this year.
Wow.
They've been going through this for 3 years now. Paige Beckers, who was player of the year in 21, has had knee injuries the last 2 years. And five players, Ozzie Fudd, who's out, would be amazing as UConn was making a run. They're down five players. Paige Beckers is really good.
Caitlin Clark, what she did to LSU. Oh. You know, a lot of people can, not a lot of people, but a lot of good players can drop 40 or 30 or whatever on a no-name team. But LSU's good. And it was the game. It's what everybody wanted to see. And for her to go off like that was crazy.
It didn't disappoint.
It was awesome.
All right. Well, Iowa, South Carolina probably.
Iowa,
we're going to get the best two in both sports Sunday and Monday. That would be amazing.
Cool.
It's great seeing you.
Great seeing you.
Thanks for bringing us insight into Must today.
See you Wednesday.
It's a date.
Fair enough.
Appreciate Trent Wilson as well. We're out of time. Back again next week. You're on Leaving the Yard.
Go Tigers and Razorbacks.
If you missed any of today's show, hear it again tomorrow morning at 7 on 107.9 The Fan. Or on demand anytime at thefan1079.com. KCMC and KTFS Texarkana.